I'm Talking, episode 393 for October 26th, 2025. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking comfort. So this week, I'm going to start with a definition, and I haven't done that for a while, it seems. But I saw this definition. It seems to fit pretty well. It says, a state of physical ease and freedom from pain and constraint. That sounds like a pretty good definition of the word comfort. When you think of it, it's something that we often seek after. It is something that we want to experience on the regular basis. And when we are there, we have a sense of calm, a sense of peace, and it's really a great place to spend time, a time of comfort. And you get it from all kinds of different places. You get it from maybe people and friends and family. Maybe there's things like it says comfort food, or maybe it's just atmosphere or a place that you like to hang out that's peaceful and restful. And then beyond that, we like to offer comfort to others. We like to be there for people who are in need, especially close friends. We like to be there for people who are stressed out or anxious and try to provide some comfort for them. And therein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. So when I look at today's verse from Psalm 23, verse 4, it says, even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for your rod and staff protect and comfort me. That's a great verse out of a great chapter in the book of Psalm. And it says, there is comfort in knowing that God is with us. There's protection, there's peace, there's no need to be afraid. And in times of trial, in times of stress, we need to remember that God is a God of protection and comfort, that comfort is provided. It's a promise that God has made in His Word. However, it may not look like the definition that we read earlier. It may not be that we are at complete ease or free of pain, but because of who God is and being in His presence and the fact that He provides comfort, that means we get to live in peace. And it's a different peace than the world knows, and it's not something we can offer. We can offer momentary comfort. We can offer support, those kind of things. And as Christians, we need to do that as well. But we also need to point people to the ultimate comforter, and that is God. And that comfort comes at no expense to us. It is once again provided and offered as a gift, as a promise to those of us who call ourselves Christians, who rely on the Word of God as truth. Once again, it says, even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast.